On University of Houston Clear Lake Week, political theorists are interested in a new way to debate political theories. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Se-Young Hee, assistant professor of political science, looks into one such method.
In a world full of divisive and polarizing issues, the level of public discourse quickly becomes hostile and antagonistic. Each side claims to have a perfect solution. This is why winning a debate and invalidating the opposite side have become frequent practices in our political life. Democracy is not merely about winning an argument or finding a perfect solution. In natural sciences, problems are definable and solutions are findable. However, most difficult political and social issues around us, such as poverty, immigration, and gun control, have innumerable causes. They are tough to describe and difficult or impossible to solve. They are wicked problems, according to social scientists Horst Whittle and Melvin Weber. Think about the abortion issue. Both pro-life and pro-choice arguments reflect the values we all hold dear. Even if one side wins the argument, it cannot be the final solution. To tackle wicked problems, we need a different kind of political talk. Political theorists have become interested in the concept of deliberative dialogue. In deliberative dialogue, students do not try to win an argument. They do not attempt to persuade each other. Instead, they start a conversation about why this particular issue matters to them personally and why they consider it deeply important. They share their own experiences and stories. Then they carefully weigh the costs and consequences of possible solutions or options they have considered before. Finally, students identify what they can do together about the issue and what still divides them. The goal of deliberative dialogue is not a perfect solution or consensus. People may remain divided. However, they find a common ground and shared direction on which they start working together despite their differences. This is the first step for citizens to make a sound decision.
That was Se-Young Hee of the University of Houston Clear Lake. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.